世卫组织公布新冠病毒武汉调查部分细节。美海军在南中国海进行双航母演习。参议院启动特朗普弹劾审判。
是2月10号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。前往中国武汉调查新冠病毒起源的世界卫生组织专家团2月9号召开记者会，首次公布某些调查细节。白宫表示，收到世卫组织报告之后将会检视当中的资料，不过担忧中国给世卫专家们提供的透明度，所以让美国专家团队到中国实地调查是势在必行。详细情况请美国之音驻白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是世界卫生组织派出的10人专家团呢，在经历过包括中国没有核发签证等等的阻碍之后，在这个1月14号成功的抵达了中国武汉，在当地接受2周的隔离之后开始进行调查，并且在2月9号星期二，世界卫生组织召开了记者会来做首次的这个调查报告的一些的公布。那么在这个记者会当中呢，他们则表示说呢，这个病毒的起源并不是由这个武汉的实验室流出来的，那么很可能呢是从动物传染到人的身上。那么在2月9号的白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇就被问到说关于世界卫生组织的这一份的报告，那么沙奇则表示呢，白宫还没有收到报告，不过之后呢将会详加的检视报告的内容。我们看一下沙奇在白宫是怎么说的。
Looking forward to receiving the report and the data from the WHO investigation. We haven't looked at the data specifically ourselves, so we'd like to do that. We've expressed our concerns regarding the need for full transparency and access from China and the WHO to all information regarding the earliest days of the pandemic, but we weren't involved directly in the implementation of this investigation. And again, we'll just look forward to reviewing the findings in detail.
世界卫生组织的这个10人专家团当中的成员呢，包括有来自美国、澳大利亚、德国、日本、英国、俄罗斯、荷兰、卡达尔以及越南的专家。那么沙奇所说呢，美国没有参与调查的规划跟实施，是因为前总统特朗普退出了世界卫生组织之后，美国政府在本次的调查当中并没有实际的参与。那沙奇表示呢，即使世卫组织已经进行了调查，但是呢，要让美国的专家团到这个中国实际的调查还是非常重要的。我们来看一下沙奇今天在白宫怎么说。
You know, one of the reasons, of course, that we want to take a look at the data ourselves is because we were not involved in the planning and implementation of the investigation. We also feel, of course, we rejoined the World Health Organization, but that it's imperative that we have our own team of experts on the ground in our embassy in Beijing and otherwise to make sure we have eyes and ears on the ground.
那原本呢，这个美国的疾病管理预防中心 CDC 在这个美国驻中国的使馆当中呢，在北京是有派驻这个专家的。不过呢，前总统特朗普呢，在2019年的秋天以节省预算为理由撤除了该职位。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅发自白宫的报道。美国国务院星期二表示，期待看到世界卫生组织有关新冠病毒起源的完整报告，并且将根据科学和数据进行评估。对于是否可以排除新冠病毒源自武汉一个实验室的说法，国务院表示，目前对于病毒起源的各种理论并无定论。国务院发言人普莱斯还说，任何明事理的人都不会说新冠病毒来自中国武汉之外。他还呼吁中国展现全面的透明度，允许美国人员进入武汉调查。下面是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
在世界卫生组织的一份报告指出，新冠病毒不太可能起源于中国武汉的实验室之后，美国国务院发言人普莱斯星期二表示，尽管对于新冠病毒的起源尚无结论，但是没有任何明理的人会怀疑病毒起源于武汉之外的地方。
We are talking in this case about the origins of the coronavirus. I don't think there is any reasonable person who would argue that the coronavirus originated elsewhere. So that is why our focus is on this WHO investigation. We look forward again to seeing the report, to seeing the underlying data, to using what we may have in, within our own reach based on our own intelligence and analysis to corroborate what the WHO has found and to reach our own conclusions.
星期二，世卫组织专家组在武汉举行新闻发布会，公布了他们一个月来在武汉进行病毒溯源调查的一些主要结论。对此，美国国务院说将仔细审视世卫组织的报告。
When it comes to the report you're alluding to, or the findings you're alluding to, I think in the first instance we look forward to receiving the report, and the data from the WHO investigation.Broadly speaking, we have expressed our concerns regarding the need for full transparency and access from China and the WHO, access from China and the WHO to all information regarding the earliest days of the pandemic. It's imperative that the world learns as much as possible about the earliest days of the COVID-19 pandemic.So that we can understand its origins, and so importantly, we can prevent future biological catastrophes. Now, you referenced what statements from the previous administration. If I'm not mistaken, I believe this department on January 15th put out a fact sheet, and in that fact sheet, it was not conclusive regarding the origins of the coronavirus. So where we are today is that we look forward to receiving.This report and the full data, and to digging into that ourselves, knowing that we do need that full transparency.
普莱斯并且说，中国政府显然还没有提供美国在调查中所需要的必要透明度。他还说，美国将根据世界卫生组织的数据和自己的情报做出决定。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国国会参议院针对前总统特朗普的弹劾审判在美东时间2月9日周二下午1点钟开始。抗辩双方各自陈词，目前还在进行之中。根据两党达成的协议，参议院周二就此次弹劾审判是否符合宪法的问题进行至多4小时的辩论。辩论之后，参议院对此问题进行投票，简单多数即可确保审判程序的开展。控辩双方周三继续开庭陈词，各方有至多16个小时的时间。按照该协议的时间线，如果双方都没有召唤证人的请求，预计下周就能结束弹劾审判工作。美国之音将为您报道弹劾审判的详细情况。
Mr. Moran, no. Mrs. Blackburn.
美国国会参议院星期二开始对美国前总统特朗普展开弹劾审判，这也是美国历史上首次出现国会审判卸任总统的情况。在首都华盛顿，民众对此反应不一，有人认为总统卸任不能成为免责的理由，也有人质疑这场审判的有效性。拜登总统通过白宫发言人表示，他不会过多的关注这一场审判。来看报道。
星期二，100名联邦参议员作为前总统特朗普弹劾审判的陪审员举行听证，并就审判程序进行投票。民主党选出的弹劾经理将试图论证特朗普的言论煽动了1月6日的冲击国会山事件。这也是美国历史上首次对卸任总统进行弹劾审判。在首都华盛顿街头，人们对这场审判的看法不一。
If you were to allow him to goAnd not be impeached solely because he's no longer in office, then you would be essentially saying that the last month in office you can do anything you want and not be held accountable for it. And that's unacceptable.
He was president when he was impeached. And just because you don't have the job anymore doesn't mean the indictment doesn't hold.
但是也有民众认为参议员们应该关注更为迫切的议题。
It's interesting that he's being tried even though his presidency is technically over. I don't know how the result of the impeachment would really affect, you know, any of his policies or whatever.
I want Congress to get through this quickly because I want them to get to the stuff that actually matters. But at the same time, it's tough because you can't let someone incite an insurrection in Washington, D.C. I mean,
特朗普总统的律师团队星期一说，特朗普总统质疑大选结果的言论受到法律保护。律师团队还认为审判卸任总统构成违宪。拜登总统星期一从特拉瓦州返回白宫，他的发言人表示，拜登将不会过多关注这场审判。
I think it's clear from his schedule and from his intention, he will not spend too much time watching the proceedings of any time over the course of this week.
目前，国会参议院两党各占50个席位。美国宪法规定，弹劾审判定罪需要至少2/3的多数票。美国之音电视新闻。
针对美国前总统特朗普的弹劾审判星期二在参议院召开，民主党人指控特朗普煽动了上个月的国会冲击暴力事件，并强调必须追究特朗普在这起事件中的责任。有关国会今天的详细情况，下面连线美国之音记者李逸华带我们掌握。逸华，
逸华，
节目啊，能不能和我们先谈一谈今天现场的情况？
您说的没有错，美国前总统特朗普呢，可以说是创下了美国的历史记录，他是美国史上两度遭到国会弹劾的总统，那么他也成为了首位的这个卸任之后还面对参议院审判的这个弹劾审判的这个程序的这个美国总统。那么星期二的这个审判程序呢，在参议院的这个院会召开，100位的参议员化身成为这次审判的这个评论的这个陪审员呢。那么在星期二的这个双方的这个对这个攻防的重点呢，是集中在这场审判到底对于这个已经卸任的特朗普呢，是否审判这个已经卸任的这个特朗普是否符合宪法？那么对照双方呢，是由这个有两个小时的时间来做出他们各自的陈述。那么目前呢，现在参议院呢正在针对这个这个审判程序是否合宪来进行表决。那么现场的这个情况呢，还在持续的进行当中。不过在今天的这个审判程序召开之前，参议院多数党领袖，也就是民主党人舒默，特别在对这个召开的记者会对记者表示，这次的审判的重点就是要对这个1月6号国会的骚乱事件来向特朗普来追究他的责任。我们先来听听舒默在稍早的记者会上怎么说。
Senate has a solemn responsibility to try and hold Donald Trump accountable for the most serious charges ever levied against a president.Those who say let's move on, that brings unity, are false. When you had such a serious invasion of the Capitol, incited by a president who we know urged people, told people the election was false, urged people to come to Washington, urged people to march on the Capitol,The Senate has to find, is he guilty and inciting the violence that ensued? When you have such a serious charge, sweeping it under the rug will not bring unity. It will keep the sore open, the wounds open.
是的，那在星期二的这个审判程序呢，是在下午1点召开的。那么在这个程序审判的这个一开始呢，代表这个民主党人指控方的这个拉斯金众议员呢，也是来自马里兰州的民主党众议员拉斯金，就表示这项审判呢，是他们有十足的证据来显示特朗普呢有蓄意煽动暴力的行为和言论。那么除此之外呢，拉斯金还在这个整个审判的一开始就播放了一段长达13分钟的这个影片，完整的重现和记录了1月6号当天发生的这个事情。那么拉斯金还表示，这个如果有人觉得这个在特朗普卸任之后对他进行弹劾的程序是违宪的，那么这将会为未来美国总统在卸任之前缔造一个所谓的一月例外的情况。那么这样的例外的情况就是代表说，这个总统在离任之前可以不受任何宪法的约束。我们先来继续听听这个拉斯金议员在稍早的院会发言怎么说。
You will not be hearing extended lectures from me because our case is based on cold, hard facts. It's all about the facts. President Trump has sent his lawyers here today to try to stop the Senate from hearing the facts of this case. They want to call the trial over before any evidence is even introduced. Their argument is that if you commit an impeachable offense in your last few weeks in office, you do it with constitutional impunity. You get away with it. This would create a brand new January exception to the Constitution of the United States of America. A January exception.
现在呢，记者所掌握到的最新情况呢，是这个审判的这个弹劾审判的这个合宪性的这个表决呢，已经刚刚出炉了。那么现场呢是56票赞成，对44票反对，来这个认为这个弹劾审判是符合宪法的。那么接下来现在呢，这个用会的这个程序，大家可以在画面上看到哦，这个已经马上要进入休会的状态。那么接下来的这个弹劾审判将会在星期三继续来进行。那么除此之外呢，这个在辩护方面，也就是来自 特朗普的前总统特朗普的这个辩护律师则表示，这项审判呢，现在针对的是已经卸任不具有公职的美国公民特朗普。那么他也在今天的这个辩论的这个陈述当中特别谈到了美国宪法当中最重要的就是能够捍卫任何一方的这个有关政治方面的言论和他们的权利。我们继续来听听特朗普这个辩护律师卡斯特怎么说。
The first article of the Bill of Rights is the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech, etc. Congress shall make no law. The very first one, the most important one, the ability to have free and robust debate, free and robust political speech.
这就像刚刚我们所提到的，这一项法这个审判的这个程序呢，接下来会将会在星期三呢继续来进行。不过呢，要最后将特朗普来定罪，需要三分之二的国会议员的这个参议员的同意，也就是说必须要有67位。那么现在国会当中，民主党人和共和党人各占了50席，也就是说必须要有17位的共和党人倒戈支持加入到这个民主党的团队，才能够定罪特朗普。那么这样的情况呢，目前看来难度是相当高的。
好啦，这句话我们说到这个这一起弹劾审判的起因啊，其实是一个月前这个国会的议员们在认证总统大选结果的过程中发生的骚乱事件。那么今天国会山附近是否还有任何的抗议活动？ 是的，国会山附近呢，在这个爆发了这个1月6号的国会骚乱事件之后呢，可以说是附近的戒备都相当的森严哦。那么一直到这个从1月6号开始，到这个1月20号的这个拜登总统的就职典礼，一直到现在呢，国会附近的这个戒备还是相当的森严。你看，大家可以看到，看得到画面上哦，这个国会附近呢，这个围绕着这个整个这个邻近的街道呢，都是由这个铁栅栏来封锁的。那么现场呢，还有许多的这个国民警卫队来这个把守这个有关 国会山附近的所有的建筑物，那么没有相关的证件，包括记者证，还有这个国会的工作证的人呢，是无法进入到这个现场。那么在国会山里头呢，基本上呢，也是所有的这个很多的这个限制，都是对于媒体的人数，包括要保持社交距离等等，都必须要遵守。那么在今天呢，现场呢，记者在这个国会附近呢，并没有看到聚集的这个抗议的人潮。不过呢，有看到一两位这个零零星星支持特朗普的这个前总统特朗普的这个 民众呢是手举的看板来声援特朗普。那么我们也知道呢，接下来的这个程序呢，极有可能在很有可能在未来一个星期之内就会进行完成。那么就是像刚刚所表决的，就是现在民主党人已经这个取得了第一站的胜利，也就是说认为这个他们的弹劾审判是进行的符合宪法的。那么接下来呢，还要再持续几天，还有四天，至少四天的时间才能最后得到最终的结果，也就是特朗普是否能够这个弹劾 有罪。以上是记者所掌握到的有关情况，时间交还给主持人卡拉。好的，感谢怡华给我们带来的详细消息。
目前弹劾审判已经正式开展，民主党和共和党人都对这一场审判制定了各自的战略。来看美国之音记者雷迪斯的报道。 上个月对美国国会大厦的袭击，促使在众议院中占多数的民主党人在10名共和党议员的支持下，对时任总统特朗普提出空前的第二次弹劾。众议院民主党人在美国参议院陪审团前起诉特朗普煽动了这场袭击，造成五人丧生，死者中包括一名国会警察。他们使用特朗普自己的言论和骚乱中的录像来试图打动陪审团。
In terms of the strategy that the Democratic Party is using, which is to say, you know, this guy is a threat. He is still a threat. He is currently a threat. He was a threat. The insurrection is a result of his violent incitement rhetoric.
詹妮佛·莫奇厄是德克萨斯农工大学的美国政治言论教授。
So if they can activate people's memories of the event and they can, sort of remind them of the fear that they felt and reactivate that fight or flight response, they might find that they're able to persuade, you know, even beyond the partisanship.
参议院100名参议员中，两党人数各占一半，民主党需要17名共和党人与他们一同投票，才能对前总统特朗普定罪。但是前任一词是共和党战略的关键所在。
If the accused is no longer president, where is the constitutional power to impeach him? Private citizens don't get impeached. Impeachment is for removal from office. And the accused here has already left office.
共和党人输掉了关于审判合乎宪法的投票，但是55票对45票仍是民主党远远落后于所需的67票。
I think they really are just trying to keep this at the level of procedure. This is simply a procedural question at this point. We're not going to relitigate, you know, this question of violence and the insurrection and whether Trump's at fault or not.
莫奇厄表示，社交媒体对特朗普的晋升可能会不利于民主党的战略。
They really will be trying to use fear appeal, you know, and make the argument about safety and that he's a clear and present danger. And I think the fact that he's deplatformed, really actually hurts that argument because if he was still online, he would still be making all of those same arguments. He would still be that clear and present danger.
众议院民主党人正式要求在定于周二开始的弹劾审判中出面作证，但当问及前总统特朗普是否会出面作证时，他的律师说不会。美国之音雷迪什华盛顿报道。
美国海军两艘航母同时出现在南中国海，并在这一海域举行去年七月以来的首次双航母联合演习。美国海军星期二的新闻稿说，罗斯福号与尼米兹号航母战斗群当天在南中国海举行了多项操演，强化海军各项资源之间的协同作战能力以及指挥和控制能力。在此次双航母演习前，美军麦凯恩号导弹驱逐舰上周五进入南中国海，主权有争议水域帕拉塞尔群岛，中国称西沙群岛附近实施了一次航行自由行动。这是拜登政府上台以来展示的以美国自身实力和联合盟友力量应对中国挑战的坚定立场。新冠疫苗的接种工作在全美范围内继续推进。拜登总统说，他对于在夏天到来之前完成3亿人接种的目标有信心。面对新冠病毒变种的潜在威胁，如何在其扩散之前完成疫苗的大规模接种，成为美国各地抗疫的挑战。来看美国之音的报道。
新冠疫苗接种工作在全美范围内继续推进。拜登总统说，他对于在夏天到来前完成大规模接种有信心。
And this is the kind of partnership between the federal and state governments that I think in the private sector helped us vaccinate more people more quickly and to get ahead of this virus instead of behind it. And we're optimistic that we'll have enough of the vaccine in the pipeline to be able to.Provide shots for over, including double shots for over 300 million people before we get through the summer. At least that's our hope.
之前有讨论认为，因为在第一剂接种后疫苗已经可以发挥作用，因此应将有限的疫苗更多用于接受第一剂接种的人士。美国国家过敏与传染病研究所主任福奇医生在星期一的新闻发布会上强调了第二剂接种的重要性。
The other theoretical issue that could be problematic with regard to only a single dose, that if you get a suboptimum response, the way viruses respond to pressure, you could actually be inadvertently selecting for more mutants by a suboptimum response. So for that reason,We have continued to go by the fact that we feel the optimum approach would be to continue with getting as many people on their first dose as possible, but also making sure that people on time get their second dose.
新冠病毒变种为疫情带来更多的不确定性，如何赶在病毒变种扩散之前完成疫苗接种工作，成为美国各州的挑战。
Basically, this is a race.Between vaccines and variants. And that's why we're so desperate to get more supply of vaccines into more arms, and so we can get people in a safer position before these variants potentially can spread.
在疫情严重的加州，疫苗的分发工作在提倡效率的同时也注重公平性。许多低收入社区利用当地体育场馆等设施改造成临时接种点，为社区民众服务，包括为65岁以上的少数族裔居民进行接种。
Many people because they're elderly, because they're frail, because they're undocumented, and they're afraid of interacting with authorities around our immigration issues, don't feel comfortable leaving the neighborhood. So this is why these vaccination sites at the neighborhood level are important.
美国之音新闻报道。
经过数个月的辩论，旧金山学校董事会以6-1的投票结果通过了对该市44所学校改名的决定。这些学校的名字与蓄奴、种族主义、殖民主义等历史相关。来看报道。
在美国旧金山，学校董事会投票决定将美国开国先父乔治华盛顿总统和领导南北战争废除奴隶制的亚伯拉罕林肯总统等人的名字从44所学校的名字中去除，因为这些人与蓄奴、种族主义或殖民主义有关联。此举在当地引发了不少争议。来自旧金山之家组织的帕特里克·沃尔夫对此表示支持。
We name schools after historical figures, and then over time, our understanding and appreciation of these people change, and we want our understanding to change with the times. I think it's completely normal. In fact, I think it's an excellent thing.
有些人对改名则不以为然。
Some of those names are very questionable. No one was perfect, you know. I mean, Martin Luther King, you know, his name, that school name is not on the list, but he was a philanderer, you know. So maybe he should go. I don't think it's necessary right now.
这份由公立学校改名委员会创立的名单中，包括华盛顿和杰弗逊总统，因为两人都曾雇佣黑奴。名单上还有美国国歌的作者弗朗西斯·斯科特·基。旧金山现任市长批评校董事会的决定，他认为在新冠疫情大流行的情况下，重开学校和远程授课才是当前教育系统中最需要关注的事情。作为学生家长的罗宾逊表示认同。
Schools have been closed in San Francisco public schools since March 13th of 2020. We're almost at a one-year anniversary. Getting public school children.In person, in a classroom, or even outside should be the number one issue, not renaming schools. And by the way, that could be free. Where's that money going to come from? That money can be used for other more important things at this time.
美国之音新闻报道。
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。